What do I want to talk to you about? I want to talk to you about Big Fatty. Big Fatty. You let me down, Big Fatty. You didn't tell us about the big run starting until just this week. I missed the first episode of the big run. What were you doing? You were busy with your horror shows or something. You didn't let us know in time. Yeah, I missed the first episode. Not a big deal, although I think I caught up. I think I got the gist of it. I think I understand what's going on. But I am a reality TV junkie. I will tell you that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I am a Big Fatty junkie. I will tell you that.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4638 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 19th of November, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and a technology report. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Fat One.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Bonjour.
And wee-wee, good morning to you. Big Fatty, what's wrong with you?
It's very bad Charles Nelson Reilly impression.
CC. Hello, upside downers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're upside downers today because, y'all, you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you in the technology segment. It's just, y'all, it's you need to be sitting down for that. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like on the turlet, because today's World Turlet Day. It's true, it is indeed. And, y'all, speaking of World Turlet Day, our people wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, the first one was Digger. That was Digger, and then that was Termly Single Tim, and Alan and the Uck, and Captain D.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 19th of November, in addition to being World Turlet Day, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person here in Charleston. Y'all, he's been here to the villa, and y'all contributes to the BFO. Y'all, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that he has entered the contest to name the mechanicals. Let me just see if I can find that list right here. Y'all, by the way, I was told by Miss Bacon she's not going to keep that list because she thinks it's the world's worst contest. Big Freddy. Y'all, he has indeed entered Name the Mechanicals contest. Y'all, you should too. You have to do it by midnight on Tom Turkey Day. That's a week from tomorrow. all you have to do, you can call it in. You can e-letter it. You can post it over there to the www. Y'all, and just tell Big Fatty what you think the name should be for the male mechanical and the female mechanical. And y'all, if you win, you win Miss Bacon's money. Y'all, it's a big old bag of silver. But y'all, she ain't gonna put no pennies in there because, you know, oh, no, Big Fatty, they're out of circulation. But y'all, back to the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he and his husband, y'all, they're just as nice as they possibly could be. And y'all, they were supposed to come back here at the end of February, and Big Fatty spoiled the trip, and well, it was Durwood's fault. But y'all, we'll get back here at some point. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the husband of Randy in the Penis Livania. Y'all, there's only one, and y'all, you gotta watch these. You gotta watch the quiet ones. Y'all, it's Shy Tom. Big Fatty, we love Shy Tom. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Shy Tom on the social medias, even if you see Randy in the Penis Livania, you can have him pass it along. Wish Shy Tom a happy World Turlet Day. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of...
Hey! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Make a wish! Wish everyone a dream! Wish everyone a good heart! Send your wish! Well done! True!
Yeah, I see y'all, you know, yesterday I opened the giftette from Captain D in Tennessee and Alan in the Uck. And y'all, that Moose P says, don't forget you've got a giftette from me for the Naughty Tree. I said, well, should I open it now? He goes, yes. So y'all, I'm going to do that. And by the way, Moose and his husband, Kyle, y'all, they're up there in the New York City. New York City, yes. And anyway, y'all, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, this was, Moose said this is for the Naughty Tree. Oh, Big Fatty, what the hell is that? Oh, Big Fatty, that is... That is vulgar. Santa Claus has dropped his drawers, and y'all, he's got some jingle bells hanging between his legs. And it says, go ahead. Wait a minute, how did I open this up? Y'all, it's in the cellophane, and you know, sometimes the cellophane is hard for the old people to figure out how to open.
Yes, Big Fatty.
There it is. Okay. Y'all, we're just going to open it up here. Y'all, this is as cute as it can be. And it says, y'all, it's a wooden ornament. It's as cute as it can be. It says, go ahead, jingle my bells. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. It'll be perfect for the Naughty Tree. You know, you're exactly right. Moose, thank you so much for that. That's as cute as it can be. And anyway, y'all, I'll put a picture of this up on the www at noon today. So y'all can go on over there. Did you go over there and see the what do you call that? The Advent calendar? The Advent marking calendar for Wicked? Y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
Dear Gussie, y'all, on a Sunday night, was it Sunday night? Yes. No, it was Monday night. I got a call from the patron saint of the BFO. You know, that's Mr. Tim Kumal. And Tim was calling to tell me he had heard Brendan talking about the mechanicals, ####, and he was kind of calling to let me know what that was kind of all about. And, y'all, I had asked a while back about the software that Mr. Tim Kumal had gotten me to use for the BFO for authentication, and y'all, it stopped working, and y'all, he told me that, you know, if I went to the www, sometimes if you get a new cellular telephonic device,
You have to go in and re-register the device for the push notifications to come to it. Y'all, I had no idea. No idea. And so, y'all, after I talked to him on the phone, I did that. And, y'all, it works. It works lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And but, y'all, here's the thing that's absolutely upside down. We had started talking about the ruination, the early years. You know, you can hear that Saturday mornings recapping the early years of the BFO. Oh, yo, that's some peanut M&Ms, the red and green ones. He says, "You'll have to show me how you do that sometime." Now, y'all, I about fell out of my chair. Y'all, the patron saint of the BFO is saying that Big Fatty needs to teach him how to use the mechanicals how does he do it? Is it magic? The mechanicals doing the recaps. And y'all, what goes around comes around. Yes, Big Fatty, it goes right down your gullet and out your butthole. Well, that's not exactly what I was thinking, but anyway, but y'all, I got a little bit of a kerfuffle out of all of that. Yes, Big Fatty. So cinematic. Well, it's true because, you know, y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, but y'all, coming up tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, going with the Nip and our friends from the Wine Dinner and folks that went to Los Wages to see the Wizard of Oz there. We're going to go see Wicked for Good. Yes, Big Fatty, I bet it's gonna be for good too. I'm jittery. Just jittery thinking about it. Yes, Big Fatty, too much coffee. Let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was a quiet evening. I had some broccoli and, well, it was the leftovers from the Wine Dinner. It was steak broccoli all rotten. I mean, gratin. And, y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And then I watched the CBS Evening News. Be playing that much longer? No, because once John Dickerson is gone, so is Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm just not gonna support it. And I think that Maurice Dubois will be leaving as well with John Dickerson. So y'all, just not gonna do it. No, Big Fatty. And watch that, and then I watch the Jeopardy. Y'all, then I turned on the Monday Night Sports Ball, watched a little bit of that, and I don't know, about 8:15, 8:30, y'all, I had took the go-to-bed pills, and y'all, I was ready to go to bed, but y'all, earlier, before I ate the steak and all, y'all, all the outdoor Kremlites came on, and y'all, there were a couple of my Mexican luminaries, that had to replace the incandescent bulb in some of those, and and everything out back worked just lovely, so I was very pleased with that, and Y'all, my neighbor next door says, "Oh, where did you get your potted crema tree that's on your porch?" And I said, "I got it at the Costco." And so I think she was going to go get her one. Yes, Big Fatty, trendsetter. And so y'all, I went to bed. Y'all went down in the low 40s and slept like a baby. Y'all, I got 100% perfect score on my sleep on the Apple clock on Monday night. Y'all got up on Tuesday morning, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, had a little cheese toast for my brofkas, and y'all, and some Bells and Stars cookeries. Y'all, it's the most wonderful time of the year when those come out. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Dead Fat Acres, went to senior size class, did that, then I did the big circle, came back, had some, a little bit of cheese and crackers, for a little snicker snack, and, y'all, then I started, getting today's little show ready, because at, 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Hortensia was coming here to the villa, and y'all, she arrived at the appointed time, and Big Fatty was piddling around with some things on the computer, and y'all, then I was off. I went to the Sam's Club. I needed to get a few things. Y'all, we're going to have the big meat brofkas on for right night, and so y'all, I picked up some of the fresh squeezed limeade. The Nip likes that with his tequila. And what else did I get? I got the aforementioned red and green peanut M&Ms. They were on sale. And I picked up, it's British Bafran. It's kind of like country ham, but it doesn't have the cunt in it. it's not salty. But y'all, it's delicious. It's delicious. So I'm going to have that. And I picked up some eggs, and they had the good Kerrygold butter on sale. And y'all, then they had something new. It was orange breakfast rolls. And y'all, it looks like a cinnamon roll, but instead of the cinnamon part, it's orange flavoring or something like that. And y'all, they look good and they were on sale. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try. So I got all of that, and loaded all that back up into Earl Grey, came back here to the villa, unpacked all of that, and y'all, believe it or not, by the time I got back here to the villa, Hortensia was finishing up, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely World Turlet Day. Stop by your favorite turlet and pay a visit. Yes, Big Fatty! Don't forget, later tonight, it's the Survivor and the Big Run, especially that Faye Driver is accusing me of not reminding everybody about the Big Run. And y'all, the Big Run was so good last week. Oh my gosh. If you hadn't seen it, go over there to the mountain of entertainment. Yes, Big Fatty. Is that Walnut Hills? No, absolutely not. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, voice from the past, y'all, that was the Faye Driver from the Pink Wingnuts little show. Faye, what you got?
I am a big fatty junkie, I will tell you that.
Oh, well, I guess that's better than, I don't know.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.